on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis. Just to refresh our memories, we had a memory of Shmuel. Shmuel said, Kol Shebachatos Meisa B'Pesach Kol of Shlomo, Kol Shebachatos Roye B'Pesach Nami Roye. So the Gemara had a problem. Not true. Rish Lakish says that Chatos She'omro Shnoso is Roye, and here the halacha is that the Pesach Kol of Shlomo. That was the first kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara answered that Shmuel is not speaking about all the chuyim. He's only speaking about by avuda. He's only speaking about the dichui of avuda, and there he's saying if it was avuda. And by a chatos it would be meisa, so then by a pesach it's called Rav Shlomo. So the Gemara asks, it's also not true. Because by a chatos, avuda b'shas hafroshe, that was found later before the hakrovet, the machlokes Rebbe and the Chachomim. According to the Rebbe, it's meisa. According to the Chachomim, it's roye. In the same case by Pesach, according to Shmuel, he holds like Rav Zeira, the halacha is it's called of Shlomo. If it was found after Chatzos, before the Shechita, it's called of Shlomo. So, that was a kasha. So the Gemara answered that Shmuel paskens like Rebbe. So Shmuel paskens like Rebbe, so now it's very good. So we have here an avude b'shas afchoshe by chatos is meisa. That's what Rebbe holds. Avude b'shas afchoshe, and later was found before that krove, so by chatos it is meisa. By Pesach, it is called Rav Shlomo. The Gemara asked the Kasha, but there's an Avude, according to Shmuel, that is not called Rav Shlomo. So Avude Koidem Chatzos, and later was found after Chatzos. As Avude Koidem Chatzos, and Nimsa Koidem Chatzos, the better din is that it's Roye. So the Gemara answers that doesn't have a shame Avude. If it was Avud, Koidem Chatzos, doesn't have a shame Avude, because before Chatzos, it's not Chazul HaKrove, so it doesn't have a shame Avude. And as we mentioned before, Shmuel is speaking about Avude. So Avude is only was Ovod after Chatzos. Was Ovod after Chatzos, not before Chatzos, was Ovod after Chatzos, so then, and it's called of Shlomim according to Shmuel. The Meila, that's the Cheshbin, that's the Simen of Shmuel. So every Avude, according to Rebbe, Avude, that, Avude b'shas hafroshe, according to Rebbe is meisa, so by kolm peisha, avude b'shas hafroshe, that means avude after chatzos, is kol of shlomo. Agavul kadakstum me the teisus ridesk, sabsamoyre de kekash, I don't know how this gets answered by the maskone sasugye, but lochayre, what is the halacha? If a person had a Kolben Pesach by Chatzos, so Kovo Chatzos, and then later it became Ovod after Chatzos. So Lechoyr, if it was around by Chatzos and became Ovod after Chatzos, so there the din would be Dochli, according to Shmuel also, Kovo Chatzos. Chayis. So we have a case of Abude, which is Abude Acha Chatzais, which was around by Chatzais, and has a shame Abude. And the best of its body, the Taisus Rida is Takashi, he says, I don't know, he learns according to the Maskon, it's good, but this is a problem. Anyway, the Gemara was satisfied with the first half of the Memra of Shmuel. So it comes out, Avude Bishar Savkoshe, by Chatos is Mesa, according to Rebbe, and by Pesach is Nikra Shlom. But the whole problem was, what's the second chalik of the Memra of Shmuel? Shmuel said, Kosha Bechatos Royem, so then the Pesach Royem. So according to Rebbe, where do we have a case of Roya according to Rebbe? By Chatos, that will say that by Pesach is also Roya. So the Gemara answered to the Rabbi Shia. That's the case of Rabbi Shia. If the Shtei Chatois Lachayis, if Miskafer Vahachas Mehen, Ushni Yitzatira. In the case of Roya, by was Mafre Shtei Chatois Lachayis. Now, in the Gemara's Teretz, Rashi mentioned Lachayra, we didn't really enter the Kasha, because we're looking for a case of Avude that's Roya. Hitre Shtei Chatois Lachayis is not speaking about Avude. So, how does this case help the situation? Rashi says it's a good kasha, the Gemara asks a better kasha. Basically said that in the case of a Ravoishi, it could be speaking about that it was Ovud also, or that is equivalent to Ovud. So according to Taisvis, there's no problem of Avude, this is speaking about Avude, or it's equivalent to Avude. According to Rashi, there's another problem here. It's not a Buddha, so the Shmuel isn't speaking about such a case. But then the Gemara says that, let's say according to tastes, everything is good. This is a case of a Buddha, and it's Roya. So the Gemara asks, but the formula stimmt doch nicht. Ve'ilu be'pesach ki agavne korav shlomen. In this case, that Hitzvish Teichato is Lachayit. That Aloche is by Achatos, it's Royem. When Aloche is by Pesach, it's Korav Shlomen. So that's what we were up to yesterday. So that's Lachmir, we have here a double Kasha. We were looking for a case, the second case of Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Kol Shabachatos Roye, the Pesach Roye. We were looking for that case, and we wanted to say the case was, Hifrish Techatois Lachayis. Now the Gemara says that's not the case, because the Pesach is called of Shlomim by Achai. So, that's one kasha, so the second member of Shmuel stimmt doch nicht. Because here it's the Chatos Roye, the Pesach God of Shlomit. But actually there's another kasha here also, one be Miyashim the Loshna Gemore. Since this was brought up, the case of Hitri Shteicha Tois Lachayis, which the halacha is by Chatos is Roye, and by Pesach is God of Shlomit, so now we have Akasha and the first member of Shmuel also. Because Shmuel had said a statement, Kol Shebechatos Meso V'Pesach Korav Shlomim, so Rashi said it works interchangeably. That a Pesach is only Korav Shlomim if it's Bechatos Meso. That's what Shmuel said. Then he said another thing, Chatos Koy V'Pesach Koy. But the first member of Shmuel that said Kol Shebechatos Meso, is the Pesach Korav Shlomim, so Rashi says on Daftab Gzayna Medalit, Plalu, the whole Pesach,
Karev Shlomim im Kiyotze by Bechatos Mesa. It's only Karev Shlomim if Bechatos Mesa. That was the first member of Shmuel. So now we wanted to understand Pshat in the second member of Shmuel, so we brought in Achayis. But now that we mentioned this Halach of Achayis, now the first member of Shmuel also is Shver. So we see this a case that's Bechatos Roye and the Pesach is Karev Shlomim. So that's a stira to the first member of Shmuel also. So there's a double problem now. But when we innocently brought in the case of Achayis, but not in the case of Achayis, we have two problems. The first member of Shmuel is not true, because we have the Pesach Korav Shlomim, even though Bechatos it is not Meisah. And then the second member of Shmuel is not true, because he said Kosher Bechatos Roye Bepesach Roye. And here we see Bechatos Roye Bepesach is Korav Shlomim. That Achsachmir is the problem. We have a double problem. So let's go further. Elo Shmuel Kerab Shimon Svirale. So the Gemara falls off from Rebbe, because Rebbe holds this din of Achayis, that if the Shteich HaTois L'Achayis Shniyatire, so he can't hold like Rebbe. Elo Shmuel Kerab Shimon Svirale the Omar Chomesh Chatois Meisis. So we'll see Rashi later. So L'chayre, with this we fa'enfer the first kasha. Rav Shimon holds there's no such thing as a Chatos Roye. All Chatois in all cases and all combinations, it is Meisa. We'll see in Rashi, Rav Shimon holds that Hifrish Teim L'chayis, it's also Meisa. So Bol Hashem, that's the way we fanfare the first kasha, at least. The first kasha is fanfare. Like this, we get a steer in the first member of Shmuel. Shmuel said that you can only have, whenever you have a Pesach that's Nikrav Shlomim, you should know it's Pachatos Meso. So we just found a Pesach which is Nikrav Shlomim, which is Pachatos Roye. That was only if Shmuel holds like Rebbe. But now the Gemara is going to say, no, Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon holds there is no such thing as Roye. If there's no such thing as Roye, it's all Koponim, so this case, that's Bepesach Korav Shlomim, it's Bechatos Meisa. So it's Ve'enfeld, the first member of Shmuel, which became Shver with the din of Roye, by Hifrish Teichatois Lachai. Fragt die Gemara, wo Reuel Rav Shimon Lesley Klau? Fragt die Gemara, good. But now the second member, we're still stuck with the second member of Shmuel. Shmuel had said, Kol Shebechatos Roye, Bepesach Roye. You just gave me an address, you hold like Rav Shimon, by Rav Shimon is no Chatos Roye. So Mamela, what's that the second member of Shmuel? The first one is Ferenfer. What's that the second member of Shmuel? With the Gemara, Shmuel Nami Chodakama. I got news for you. Shmuel never said two members. Shmuel only said one member. Kol Shebechatos Meisa is Bepesach Korav Shlomim. Kol Shebechatos Meisa, Bepesach Korav Shlomim. That's all what Shmuel said. Shmuel never said the second member. So the Mela is, so now it's Shalom Yisrael. Umay Kama Shmuel. So what is the Chiddush of Shmuel? The Chiddush of Shmuel is Lafuki Mid Rabbi Yechid. The Omar Eina Pesach Korav Shlomim. Rav Yochanan said that Eina Pesach Korav Shlomim Elo Shenim Tzach Hashchite. He said Rav Yochanan said that Avude B'Shas Afroshe by Korban Pesach and it was found before the Shchites HaPesach is Roy. That's what Rav Yochanan said. Eina Pesach Korav Shlomim Elo Shenim Tzach Hashchite Avul Koidem Shchite Loi Al Meshchite Kova Kamash Malon Chatzais Kova. So Memele, that is what Shmuel's coming to tell us. Shmuel's coming to tell us Kol Shebechatos Meisa. That means according to Rav Shimon, Avu De Bishas Half Rosh is also Meisa, so that's what Shmuel's telling us, Shol Kol Shebechatos Meisa, which includes Avu De Bishas Half Rosh, is the Pesach Korev Shlomit. That's all what he's coming to tell us. That means the Lashon only makes sense according to Rav Shimon. He holds like Rav Shimon, and he's coming to tell us not like Rav Yochanan, that Avude Bishas Afkoshe Korev Shlomit. That is the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Hello. Hari Gassim. Eile be Pesach yegav nekor of Shlomim b'ayinu moysar ha-Pesach gomor shekach lo hufrash ve'en kan dichui. So in Meila, that was the most kasha. So here they are Shlomim, which is b'chata soy. Hello. So here Rashi says, loy tiboy roye b'chata eichem ashkachas lo. We see from the Gemara that we fa'emfeld one kasha, and later the Gemara asked another kasha, or Shmuel Kerab Shimon, the Gemara asked a kasha, or Shmuel Kerab Shimon Tzvirlai, and then the Gemara asked a kasha, or Leil Rab Shimon Leslai Klau. So I wanted to say that we fa'emfeld a kaponim the first maimer of Shmuel, which was Shver. That Shmuel said it's only Nikav Shlomim, it's Bechatos Meisa. Rashi doesn't seem to say this. Rashi says, Elo loiti boi roye Bechatos Eichem Ashkachas Lo. Before, when we asked this kasha, this was only to explain the second minor of Shmuel. That Shmuel said, Kosh Bechatos Meisa Pesach Roye. Now Rashi says that. We jumped already to the second minor of Shmuel. I don't understand what Rashi says over here. Let's go further. The Shmuel to Rab Shimon Tzvirolei. Shmuel holds like Rab Shimon. The Omar the Meseches Tmura. Chomesh Chatois Meisois Amiskolim Lemite Meisusein B'cholen Yonim Shatamoite. That means that in all combinations that you could figure out, they're always Mesos. V'chatos shekipru b'ayleho. Achatos shekipru b'ayleho with another kolben. Meso b'chol shehi. In any case that it was kipru b'ayleho, it's Meso. What does b'chol shehi mean? Bein shenim seis koidem kaporet. Sai, it was found koidem kaporet. So this Rabbi also holds. Bein shenim teish lacha kapore, this is all the chomimo. So why do we need Rabbi? Panay, bein sheif risha lachayez, meisa ha-neiser. The whole golden aglik of Rab Shimon is this third thing. Rab Shimon knows that lo ba'achayez, it's also meisa. So the meile, so that was the meile that Shmuel holds like Rab Shimon, that it's Mesa, Afilu Bayachayis also, some Mele, so we can understand that the member of Shmuel, Kosh, Bechatos Mesa, Bepesach of Shlomim. So if it's Kor of Shlomim, Makosh, it's Bechatos Mesa, and Bechayis is also Bechatos Mesa. Like the Gemore, Varoye, Larab Shimon, Leslay. Umayi, the Koma, Shmuel, Kosh, Bechatos Roye. Now, Lechayre, now we go to the second member of Shmuel. If Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, so how could he say the second member Kol Shebechatos Roye? Kol Shebechatos Roye is B'Pesach Roye. If he holds like Rav Shimon, there's no such thing as Kol Shebechatos Roye. Everything is Mesa. What's that called Shabbat Shoye? And for the Gemara, Shmuel Nami Chode Koma, Shmuel only said one member. Kol Shabbat Meso. Dahainu Kipru Baleho Mikomokim. Kipru Baleho Mikomokim Bepesach Korev Shlom. Vesuloi Omar Midi. But he only said one member. Shmuel Atzera Memre, that Kol Shebechatos Meisa, what is the case of Kol Shebechatos Meisa? Kind of Kipra Balel, Mikomok in the Pesach Korev Shlomit. Rasul HaYamami, Val Koch, Kivin, so now Rashi starts off by speaking about Kipru Baleo. That Kipru Baleo, all cases of Kipru Baleo, which includes Achayis, is the Pesach Korev Shlom. Sula Yomami. Al Kolchen, Kivin, the Chol Avudim, the Pesach Krevim Shlomim. If all the Avudim of a Pesach is Krevim Shlomim, Ushmuel Chode Koma. And Shmuel is just saying one maimer that Kol Shechatos Meisa, that's not what he said. You call Avudim the Pesach Krevim Shlomim Shmuel Chode Koma Mukmina Lo Kerav Shimon. So now we have to say that Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon. Because if Shmuel holds like Rebbe or like the Rabbonim, this lo roye bechatos, my simne kanokat Shmuel, lemeima chode. If Shmuel holds. Now Rashi all of a sudden is explaining why we have to say, if Shmuel chode koma, that Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon. Rashi says as follows. Shmuel chode koma, lukmina lo Rav Shimon, di ke Rebbe, oi ke Rabbono. Because if he holds like Rebbe, oi ke Rabbono, the islo hu roye bechatos, according to them, there's a case of roye bechatos. Is my simne konokat Shmuel lemeime chode? Kol shebechatos meisa bepesach korev shlomet. How could he say this, the first statement, that with it's always korev shlomet, it's bechatos meisa. Haloi af aloye bechatos korev shlomet bepesach. Here as he says, Claudius Cheshbin, that the problem is on the first member of Shmuel, that there's a korev shlomim that's a roye bechatos. That means if he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon, let's go, he holds like Rebbe. So if he holds like Rebbe, so then by achrayis, if there it's roye, and by Pesach it's korev shlomim. Or yach a roye bechatos korev shlomim bePesach. Avol hashta disvira like Rav Shimon. Now that he holds like Rav Shimon, Havi Simin Sholeh. Now he's saying a complete true statement. Ve'ein lecha ovud bechatos she'enei meis. Ve'ein lecha ovud bepesach she'enei kol. Now, there's a big problem over here, which Bemison Pesach asks on Rashi, it's a shrekleche problem. According to Tosfos, that Rav Oshie is also a case of Ovud, so then the Gemara will flow. So Memele, that means Shmuel is speaking about a case of Ovud, Hitrishtei Chatois Lachayis is also a case of Ovud. So Memele, then we have a big problem, so how could Shmuel say, Kol Shenikrav Shlomim is Bechatos Meisa? There's a case of, he's speaking about Ovud, there's a case of Ovud that Nikrav Shlomim that Hitlish Techatois Lachayis, and the Pesa and Bechatos Etroyim. But according to Rashi, that Rashi said before, that Achayis Bechlau is not called Ovud. When the Gemara was looking for a case of Roya, according to Shmuel, so the Gemara brought a case of Achayis, Rashi says, really, this is Tamazai, not a good Tishto, because it's not Ovud, and Shmuel is speaking about Ovud. So Memele, if Achayis does not have a shame Ovud, so, in Shmuel is only speaking about one case, he's speaking about a case of Ovud, so why does Shmuel have to hold like Rav Shimon? Shmuel can hold like Rebbe also. I mean, that's the... That means Kozman, we said that Shmuel was speaking about two cases, looking for a case of Goye. We wanted a shtel to hit the shteich hatois lachayit, that's the case of Goye. Rashi says, Tamazay no tzu shtel, because it's not over, then Shmuel speaking about over. Good. About Al Koponim, that's why we tried to bring this in, we could have slugged it up. But now that Shmuel's only speaking about one case, and this is the Maskone, so why does Shmuel have to hold like Rav Shimon? Shmuel can hold like Rebbe. And Rashi is very, very unclear. Rashi starts off the Rashi, Shmuel namichod dekoma kosha bachatos meisa dainu kipru by leho, mikol mokim, all cases of kipru by leho. But Rashi would seem we're not speaking about all of them. All cases of Kippur Baleo is the Pesach Kol of Shlomim. So then, if we're speaking about Kippur Baleo, so then Yitzvishteim Lachayis is Yitzvishteim Chatois Lachayis would be good. That's also a case of Kippur Baleo. But then Rashi, at the end of Rashi, Rashi says, Dein Lecha Ovid Bechata Sheini Meis, Dein Lecha Ovid Bepesach Sheini Kol. So we're back to Ovid. If we're back to Ovid, so why do we need Rav Shimon? So let us just see the beginning of the third Tosfos. El Shmuel ke Rav Shimon Svirale, Peirush Rashi, the Iker Rebbe, if he holds like Rebbe, my sinne did not get Shmuel, haloyav, 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 bechatas bepesach chay v'shlomim, loy nehir alali, the my koma, what is Rashi saying? Haba avude, Why mashkachas l'rabbi de roye? The behitrish teich atois lachayis, peirish rashi gufe de lava, but that's not called over. So mamela, so why does Shmuel have to hold like Rav Shimon? He can hold like Rebbe, since he's speaking about over. Umil, a peirish shri, the peirish rabbi shemayr, afil abavuda, osi shaka. According to the ri, the rabbi she is speaking about avuda, so mamela, then is good. But Al Koponim, this is the Pesach Shverkeit and Rashi, which faces an understanding. Bavineinu, we have no one to explain Rashi, but Rashi is very difficult to understand. Rashi himself says, Klor, Shmuel speaking about Ovod and Ovod, and that he has to hold like Rav Shimon. Well, why is that, why does it have to be like that? If Rashi holds that, Yifri Shtech HaTois Lachayis is not Ovod, so Mameli can hold like Rebbe. Al Koponim, Tosfos asks on Rashi. Umay komash melon Shmuel. What does he buy to Rashi? Kivin. Techol avudim bechatos meisim. What is Shmuel telling us? Shmuel, kivin, techol avudim bechatos meisim. That's according to Rav Shimon. For us, the Shmuel ameima. Kol avudim bepeisa krevu shlomim. That's listening. Pesach shenimtza acha shrite, matarzinen lo acha shrite min, matarzinen lo lael acha zman shrite, we call it, so the Mishnah says this, that it was nimtza acha zman shrite, to Navude, which was nimtza, Navude is only if it was over lacha zman shrite, Then it was Nimtza, so it's called of Shlomit. Alma, Makatin Lel Achaz Man Shkuti Yikov, Alma Kasava Ovid Bachatzayis Yikovit. So the Mishnah holds that Ovid Bachatzayis Yikovit Yikov. So what is Shmuel telling us? That Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon, and here's there's a Mishnah. So what is Shmuel telling us? Maika Mashmuel. That was the kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, La'afuki midrab Yoichan. He's coming to tell us, not like Rabbi Yoichanan, the poligalai, ba'oma eina pesakor shlomim elo shenim tzacha shchit. Not if it's nimtza koidim shchit. Avol nimtza koidim shchite, but Rabbi Yechanan also was nimtza koidim shchite, v'afol gav, v'ovot hoyo b'chatzoi. If there was Ovod by Chatzois, Roye, the Shvitzis, Ashniya, Kovole, Lekamo, Bebiche, that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Kamash, Melon, Shmuel, so Shmuel comes now to tell us, no, that is not true. Oma, Kamash, Shmuel, Oma, Kosha, Bechatos, Meis, Uche, Rab Shimon. Et Menochem, Uche, Rab Shimon. Oma, Avude, Bishas, Afroche, Meis, Shimon also would be Shasat Rosh's Meisa Yem Ashmin and Shmuel as an Ovod Bishas Afroshe. If it was Ovod Bishas Afroshe Ubachatzois Shuhu Nikra Ovod, if it was Ovod, that's from Chatzois. Before Chatzois is not called Ovod, so Ovod means it was Ovod from Chatzois. Avelo Nimsa Koidim Shrite Karev Shlomim Chatzois the Kova B'dichui. It was only a din dichui if it was around by Chatzois. Hashta af al gav do kimne l'shmuel chode kova. Period. Now Rashi says, so Rashi finished the sugya already, and Shmuel's on the chode. Shmuel's coming to tell us that all avudim Afilo Avude Bishas Afroshe and his around Bishas Shchit is also called Shlomim. And Shmuel is coming to tell us, not like Rabbi Yochanan, that holds Avude Bishas Afroshe is Roye. He's telling us, no, Avude Bishas Afroshe is called Shlomim. So now, Rashi has a new kasha. The whole reason that we wanted to say that Shmuel speaking about Avud is because we had a kasha. We had a kasha from the second member of Shmuel. We have Avra Shnosa is Roye and and according to Shmuel, and by Pesach it's Mikrav Shlom. That was the kasha. Now this kasha falls off now, and because of this kasha of Avra Shnosa, we said that Shmuel isn't speaking about all cases; he's only speaking about Avude. That was before we knew of Rav Shimon. But now that we know of Rav Shimon, so there's no such thing as Roya by Chatzos. So Avra Shnosa is Meisa. So now Rashi is going to ask a Kasha. So why do we have to say that Shmuel, the minute we said that Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, so on all the cases by Chatzos it's Meisa, by Pesach it's Korav Shlomim. So why do you have to say he's only speaking about Avuda? Let him speak about other cases also. Let us see Rashi. Ahasht af al gavdukim nilishmul kodakoma lekuluk mikol shebechatos meisa meisula baylel. Now, Rashi before asked this kasha. Let's just refresh our memories. Ki Omar Rashi Bavudim Meshkachas Lo. Ki Omar Shmuel Kol Shvarabes Meisolav Akulu Koi Ella Kipru Balel Lochudo Shiay Deibu. He's only speaking about Kipru Balel Deibu. So Rashi says VaAmeisu Baileho Loikoi. He's not going on a case of Meisu Balel. Meshkachas Beiroy. I may say Baleh, there's no Roya. Elo Akitru Baleh Lechut. Kamishkachas Lo Roya Kidda Lekam. He's only going by Kipru Baleh was past Roya. Now, so before Rashi had said, why can't I say that Shmuel is speaking about Meisu Baleh? So Rashi says, because there's no Roya by Meisu Bala. So that's why Shmuel can only be speaking by Kipru by La. In Kipru by La, there's a Roya also. Even though, Leider, it's very, very schwer and Tzadik Zayin Rashi was comforting us, you know, we're speaking about a case of Kippur Baalel with his Roye. When we come to the end of the sugya, we don't have a case of Roye like Kippur Baalel. That's a problem. But Al Kaponim, Rashi means the Havamina of Shteich HaToyz Lachayis before the Gemara slugged it up. There was that tab in the Gemara that we knew the case of Roye. Before the Gemara is that lighter by Achrayus is by Pesach is called Shlom. Anyway, but Rashi before had asked the Kasha, why can't you say that Shmuel is also speaking about Meisu Baalel? Rashi says he can't speak about Meisu Baalel, because Meisu Baalel there's no Roye. So now Rashi has the Kasha, so that was Kolzman, we were under the assumption that Shmuel is speaking about two cases. He's speaking about Meson, Chatos HaRoye. So we can't speak about Meson Baleo because you don't have any Roye over there. But now we just said that Shmuel called the Koma. If Shmuel is called the Koma, so why can't he speak about Meson Baleo also? That's Rashi's comment. Rashi, Vahashta Apple gab the Kindle of Shmuel Chodekomal. Shmuel is only speaking about the case of Kol Shebachatos Meisa. Lekul Ukmi Kol Shebachatos Meisa, and Meisu Lo Baleo. Why? I look like it, why not? Rashi, the Hokol Meisu Baleo Meisa. That's the case of Kol Meisa Baleo Meisa. Zogt Rashi ve'ilu Pesach, Meisu Bailo Acha Chatzois, what will be the din? If it was Kabbalah Chatzois, and then the Balim died, Roye, Ukevate Chatzois. So if he's speaking about Meisu Bailo, then we lost the whole formula. Then you have a case of Chatzos Meisu, and the Pesach is Roye. So that's why. That's what the Gemara said before, that Shmuel is only speaking about Kippur Yedei Avudeh, he's only speaking about Kippur Baleo, not Mesa Baleo. That has to remain, because if Shmuel is also speaking about Mesa Baleo, the Mamela, so then the Sodeh Pachatos Mesa and the Pesach Roye. The lack of a name of the Svizel Eile Shmuel Chatzos Loikovo, says the Rashi. Maybe you will say that Shmuel holds Chatzos Loikovo. So the Chatzos Loikovo, so then it'll be by Meisu Bailov, it'll also be Nikrav Shlomim by Pesach. The Rashi, Tal Rabbi Yochanan Baplukti Hosvore Islay. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds and you don't say Chatzos Kovo. Hilka Chakocho of Shmuel holds, then you do say Chatzos Kovo. Kavate Chatzos, you say Kavate Chatzos, so by Meisu Baalov, so there will be Loye. Hilkach Al Kochoch Ba'avudim Akminon Lo. Therefore you have to say that Shmuel is only speaking by Avudim. By Avudim, this is a Klola Simen. Kol Shebachatos Meiso is by Pesach is Korav Shlom. Ba'oi, the Rabbi Yochanan Ba'ap Lutze Avudim Polik, the Komal Nimtu. The Rashi says, sometimes you have to say they're speaking about Avudim, because you see, Klola Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about Nimtu. Nimtu La'acha Shrita. So why is he speaking about Avudim? So he's speaking about Avudim. So therefore we remain with what we said before, that he's speaking about Avudim. And now we just have Tosfos Kasha, if he's speaking about Avudim, and he's only speaking about Chodo, why does he have to hold, like according to Rashi, that Hitrish Teim Lachayis is not Avudim, why does he have to hold like Rab Shimon, he can hold like Rabbi Yos? That's a problem. Now let's continue with Taisus. That was Taisus Kasha and Rashi. V'nira l'ri, v'cherab Shimon nami, Now that we say that Shmuel is going according to Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon nami loy mitukim elo ba'avud. That means he's only speaking about avud. Only by avud. Even though we have now other cases which are meso by chatos and nikrat shlomim by pesach. But Aval Pi Kein, Shmuel is only speaking about Avud. Be'im Loi Kein, because if you're going to say that Shmuel is speaking about other cases also, Tikshe, V'nevat Koidim Chatzai. So now we have a problem. If Shmuel is not speaking about only by Avudim, V'nevat Koidim Chatzai, V'nimtza Koidim Chatzai, B'Pesach Roya. That's Ichadid in his Pesach is Roy, according to Shmuel. Va'abudas Lailo, and by Chatos, if it's Abudas Lailo, the love Avude, ke Pesach koidem Chatos, that's Rishash's Gilsim, Avudas Lailo, which was never shame Avude, is Meisel Rab Shimon. Period. So Memela, so Taisva says, I mean, if we would say that Shmuel is speaking about other cases besides Avuda also, we could say he was speaking about Avrashnosa, Svetoichetze Hashem Shtimin, Avrashnosa is Mesa according to Rab Shimon, Achatos, and Avrashnosa is Nikrav Shlomen by Pesach. But Taisha says, if you're going to say that Shmuel is speaking about other cases also, so then we have a problem. A case that's not Avude, that means Avude Balayla, which doesn't have a shame Avude, since it's Loichozi Lakrove, according to Rab Shimon, the din is Meso, and Nevat Koidem Chatzos, the din is Loye. So we'll be in hot water. So therefore, Taisha says, we have to say, but Shmuel is speaking about Avuda. Two. Now, for Taisa, it's an underkash. Ba'af al gav, Rab Shimon islay l'kamo. Balechayim einum nidochim. Rab Shimon holds Balechayim einum nidochim. Usvir alei bepesach. And he holds. Since he holds Balei Chaim Einam Lidochem, Osvir Olei BePesach Dimis Acha Chatzos Korev Shlomim. If the Bailam died after Chatzos, so he holds Balei Chaim Einam Lidochem, so it's Korev Shlomim, even though you can't be Makir before Pesach, there was no Minuyim, he'd be Makir before Shlomim after Pesach, Acha Bishanitchem. Shmuel loika sova lo boho kerab Shimon. Shmuel does not hold like this, like Rab Shimon. Now what is Taisus saying over here? To Lechayra, Taisus is saying, we see Rab Shimon that holds Balachayim Einam Nidochim. So if Rab Shimon holds Balachayim Einam Nidochim, so according to Rab Shimon, what would be the din if it wasn't Avuda? And there was, I mean, Koidem Chatzos. It was, doesn't have a shame Avuda. If it was Nevda Koidem Chatzos, the Nimsa Koidem Chatzos, then it became Chatzos. So according to Rab Shimon, it would also be called of Shlomo, because Rab Shimon holds, Alechayim Einam Nidochem. So Memele, so Taisus as a kasha, Taisus is going, so, look, the whole reason we have to say that Shmuel is speaking about Avuda, because we have a problem, what would be before Chatzos, which is not Avuda. But Taisus, according to Rab Shimon, it's also been the Krav Shlomim. So let's say speaking about all cases. So Taisu says Shmuel doesn't hold like Rab Shimon. Shmuel is going on our Mishnah, and our Mishnah holds Balechayim the Dochen. From a Mela, that's why Shmuel had us speak about Pascha Avuda. The Shah HaMelech asks Akasha, places in the beginning of the Sugya, said that our Mishnah, it could be going at who we hold Balechayim Einam Nidochim. But here it's Adichi B'Yadai. Our Mishnah, when he shechted, it's Adichi B'Yadai, everyone holds Balechayim Nidochim. So Lechayre, it's a Sugya, this Taisa says, according to Rav Shimon, he holds Balechayim Einam Nidochim, so Lechayre, right before Chatzais, it would also be Nikrav Shalom. That's Rav Shah and Taisa's Kashi. The Shara Melech, no, still according to Rav Shimon, it would be Roye, the case of our Mishnah, because he is a Dichi B'Yadai. That is the third attack of the two Taisas. Yeah, that is how Taisas is Mevayel the Sugya. The Bekitzel Taisas says that Shmuel is speaking about Afka Avudim, there also have problems with Kaidim Chatzais, speaking about Avudim, and he holds like Rav Shimon. The Rashbam Mefolish. The Rashbam has a different Mahalach in the Gemara. The Hod Shanina, Ki Koma Shmuel, Rashbam Mefolish. The Hod Shanina, Ki koma Shmuel ba'avudim bitruyim lo yoma. That was the beginning of the sugya. Shinuye b'cheikul. That was a doichit the keteret. Ahashto the mishani tovelo k'Rav Shimon. Now that the Gemara said tovelo k'Rav Shimon, mitaret milsei de Shmuel k'mashmoi sorishin. The Mairi v'im ba'avudim v'im bitruyim. So now the Rashbam says no. The Rashbam says that we only had problems in Shmuel because in a kasha b'Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says Avroshnoso is Roye, and by Pesach it's Nikrav Shlomim. We had to say Shmuel is only speaking about Avudim. But now that we have Rav Shimon is a Gevunshin Ezach. So now that we have Rav Shimon, so all the Chatois are Mases. So now we don't want to say this big doichik that Shmuel is only speaking about a certain case. Shmuel is speaking about all cases. Kol shebechatos meisa bepesach korov shlom. That's what the Rashbam says. Rashbam mefosh, todo shaninen, ki koma Shmuel ba'avudim betchuyin lo yom, ashnui decheker. That was a doichik to keteret, and we were pinned to the wall. We had to say this. Abo v'hashte de mishani, Sovolo k'Rav Shimon. But now that we said Sovolo k'Rav Shimon, Metaret milse de Shmuel k'mashmoi sarishin. Now we'll say Pshat and Shmuel the way we previously understood Pshat and Shmuel. De Mairi bein Babudim bein Betruyim v'hashtel emotzi Shmuel Sova k'Rebi. Now it's Poshet. And Rashi we had a kasha. Why can't Shmuel speaking about Avudim and Achayis is not Avudim, so why can't he hold like Rebbe? But that's a Kasha and Rashi. But according to the Rashbam, the Gemara Bechlau wanted to run away from this Mahalach that he's only speaking about Avudim. It's a big Doichik. So the minute we have Rav Shimon, so Memele now we say the Memra of Shmuel Kepshutoi. He's speaking about all cases, Shebechatos, Mesom, is Bepesach, Korv, Shlomim. So, Memela, all cases, Vahashvle, Mosi, Shmuel, Sova, Kerebi, Dimkenko, Shechata, Shovra, Sinoso, that's one case, according to Rebbe Yitzroye, in Bepesach, Korv, Shlomim. Then, Behifrishtei, Chato, Islach, Rayes, Vil, Rebbe, Lavla, Misos, Bepesach, Korv, Shlomim. So Memele, that's why we can't say Rebbe. That means the minute the Gemara left the Mashmois of that speaking about Avudim, we have to say like Rav Shimon. Hilkach mukilok Rav Shimon, the Omar, the Chol, Chomish Chatois, the Lemisa, Ozli, the Cholim. Vele bepesach kol Rav Shlom. Period. So Memele, so that Behemis and Rashi doesn't say this, but this is a parrot on Shitas Rashi. Rashi had said that Achrayis is not called Avudim. So what's Bechlal the problem of Achrayis? So the Rashbam said the Gemara does not want to remain with this Malach of Achrayis. It's a Doichik. So the minute we got a hold of Rav Shimon, so Memele Fakel, the Gemara wanted to not remain with that Malach. So Memele, we got a hold of Rav Shimon. Now we're speaking about all cases. So Memele, we have to speak of, go according to Rav Shimon, because else we have Akasha of Achayis, then Akasha of Rosh Noto. But now we have a new problem. Now, if Shmuel is not speaking only about Avudim, speaking about all cases, Kosha, Bechatos, Meso, now you have a problem of Nevet Koidim Chatzois. Nevet Koidim Chatzois is Roy according to Shmuel. And by Chatos, it's Meso. So Memela, this is a Chabitzeri Geshef. Tosis was saying, we stuck to Avudim, it's Memela, so he's not speaking about Koidim Chatzois. But according to the Rashbam, that we left the Teretz of Avudim, now we have a problem. So we have now a new problem. We have a Tzilas V'chatos Meisa, and by Pesach is Roya. That's Tosis Kash. V'af olgav d'nev advenim t'koydim chatois. V'Pesach Roya l'shmul, v'ktoni l'adye b'bedye b'mas nisim. Look to Rashbam now, a new Eitzer. Miu had sad be ovad korav shlomim ki goy nimtza acha chatoi. That means that you don't have to take kol shabachatos meso be pesach korav shlomim. Does not mean all cases. It means as follows: in all cases of chatos meso, that means by of Rosh Nosoi, Achrayis, Avuda B'Shas HaFroshe, there is Pesach Korav Shlomim. That means all the cases of Chatois HaMeisos, there is a Pesach Korav Shlomim. You could have a case of Chatos Meiso that is not Korav Shlomim. That's like Avuda Koidim Chatois. But Al Koponim, Pshat in the memory of Shmuel is that Al Kaponim in all Chatois and Meisos you can find at least one case of Pesach Korav Shlom. That's the Rashbam's Kash. V'ad is the Teretz. V'av agav the Neva the Nimtza Koidim Chatois the Pesach Roi L'Shmuel V'tani L'Vedim Masnis Miu Chad Tzad, but there's one case Bo'ovad that is Korav Shlomim. I name Tzahacha Chatzayis. Hochikom, b'chol inyin, shebechatos meisa, that means all the cases of chatos meisa, iketzad the bepesach korev shlom. B'kamash melom, lafuki mid the Rabbi Yochanan. B'ninach loy v'kamash melom midi, the b'nyonim acherim, misnu ebimishta bebraisa the korev shlom. So that's the Rashbam's pshat. We have to understand, according to the Rashbam, he says he's going on all cases, what's by Meisu Baleo. I mean, by Meisu Baleo, Rashi said that Shmuel can't be Rashi made the Cheshbon. By Meisu Baleo, which is Bechatos Meisu, so by Pesach it was Meisu, maybe it means, but there's a case of Meisu Koidim Chatzai, Meisu Koidim Chatzai, it's also Chatzat. It's Meisr Acha Chatzois, so then it's Taket Roy. But Meisr Koidim Chatzois, be Meisr Koidim Chatzois, then it'll be Korav Shlom. Oh, so that's also good, Eis. That's good according to the Rashbam. That means the Rashbam was Machadish Chatzat. That's the Chiddush of the Rashbam. The Maharsha asks, if the whole Rav Shimon works with Chatzat, That means on the Chatzad, Rav Shimon also doesn't help. So the Maharsha asks, so why before when the Gemara asks, the Gemara is going according to Rebbe? So the Gemara asks the Kasha, according to Rebbe, so according to Rebbe, it's all the time Meso, in by Pesach, Koidem Chatzoy Sitzroye. So why does the Gemara say, De Chatzad? Why does the Gemara have to go into this whole Shittorah, according to Rebbe, Abudis? Why do you have to say this whole thing? Say Chatzad. But Al Kaponim, here the Gemara had a different answer. The Gemara says, well, they were going with Abudah. But Al Kaponim, now that we left Abudah, now we're coming with an answer of Chatzad. The ain riyo idea, menole le Gemara de Rav Shimon Chomesh Chatois Meisis b'chol inyin. How did the Gemara know this taka that Rav Shimon taka holds all cases of meisus? Yes, for back of the Tana Perek Shteini, the Tmura, Rav Shimon Noima, Chomish Chatois Meisus, Vlad Chatos, Tmura Chatos, Le Maplike, the Maplike Bereish, Vlad Chatos, for season, for all the Ben Kipra Bayam, Le Kipru, the Ule Mafle, Gob, Le Bachine, Mash, for the Bchol Inyin Koma. It seems Taisus, it's not Mavur, Klo, that Rav Shimon holds it, so Taisus says it's Mavur and Tmura, that it is that way. Zog the Gemara weiter. Lishne Achine. Now, the Lishne Achine, we're going to go back to where we were in the middle of the previous sugya. In the previous sugya, I mean, in the what we learned yesterday, the Gemara said that Shmuel speaking about Avuda, and the Gemara Avuda b'shas Afroshe, and he holds like Rebbe. The Gemara says, so that's Pshat and Shmuel. Kol Shabbachatos Meisa, Bepesach Korob Shlomim, speaking about, the Hilda Krebi and Abudah B'Shas Afroshe is Korob Shlomim. But the Gemara had asked, about not Kol Shabbachatos Meisa is Korob Shlomim, was Abudah Koidem Chatzai, so then the Aloche is Itzroye. So how is this? What's Pshat and Shmuel? So there the Gemara said, I'm sorry, the first kasha. The Gemara said that Shmuel is speaking about Avuda, previous kasha. The Gemara said that Shmuel is speaking about Avuda. So the Gemara, yeah, like the Gemara, Avuda b'shas afrosh according to the Chachamim is Roya. And here it's Korev Shlomen. How's the Gemara of Kashas? Because of that, the Gemara said, no, Shmuel holds like Rebbe. So now the Gemara is going to go back on the first Kashas. Lishnachin. What was the Kashas? The Kashas was, how could you say that Shmuel is speaking about Avudah? By Avudah, the Allah is Avudah, B'shas Afroshe, Troye by Chatos. Nabude b'shas afroshe by Pesach is roye. Lishnachine. Now the Gemara goes on that kashbilu b'Pesach eichet da'ova v'nim tzahach ha'tzeis koidem shchita yikrav shlomo. That was the kashe. So the Gemara and the Lishnachine says, no, Shmuel ki rabbe tzvirele. Chakel, Shmuel holds like rabbe, that nim tzahach ha'tzeis is also roye. So Fakir, he holds like the Chachamim, that Avuda B'Shas HaFroshe is Roye, and he holds Nimtza HaChachatzis is also Roye, Vamashchite Kova. Frech the Gemara, you can't say Shmuel holds like Rabbe, Vamidekoma, Rabbi Yochan, and Lo, Ein HaPesach Korev Shlomim, Elosh Nimtza HaChachite. Avol koidem shchita loy, then it's roye. Alme shchita kova, that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Is me klal de shmul sova chatzais kova. So you can't say the teretz shmul holds like Rabbi. Ela shmul ke rebi svira lei. Now the Gemara goes back to the previous mahalach on Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. Domar avuda lemisa oslo. Yeah, they hold like Rabbi. So memele, it sounds good. Frag the Gemara, v'hokol avudim l'rebi meisin, bilo b'peisach, heichet ovet koidem chatzais, nimse koidem chatzais, roye? Okay, so we can get to Islam over to Xaba Chatsa Iskova. So now the Gemara, the Lishna Achrine had wanted to go off to say that Shmuel holds like Rabbi, and he can hold like the Chachamim, that Abudah Bishas Afrosh is Roy, and the Gemara proved that he can't say this because Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rabbi. So Memele, Zarkoch of Shmuel is told like Abdei. Zot Rash, Hochi Garcine. Lishna achine, ve'elu bepesach, heiche de'ovach, ve'nimta acha chatzoit, koidem shchite, kovet shlomim. Below komahado, going on the Gemara before, ve'ebu de bishas afrosh shel rabbon on Israel, by Pesach kovet shlomim beisach ovet b'chatzoit. But that's not too good. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan Allah. Ein HaPesach Korib Shlomim El Shanim Ta'ach HaShchit Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi. Michlal Vishmur Lom HaFelonim Tekoidim Shchit Korib Shlomim Zalav Shchit Korib El HaChatois Korib Vizek even the Bechatois Ovus Oye Korib Shlomim Al Moshmur Ovid Bishat HaFroshim Half al pi sho oyo bishas kaporis, korib shlomen. It is korib shlomen. Elo shmul ke rabbi svir leke de la el. At komash mamon chatzais kova. That's the end of this sugya. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Hamafrish nekevo lepisra. A person took an akeve, and he was mafrishit for a korban Pesach. Aizochel ben shtei shon. Now, we know as follows, that every Pesach, so a moisa Pesach, is yovi shlomim. So every Pesach is a potential shlomim. We also know that an akeve or aizochel ben shtei shonim cannot be a Pesach. So the Shaila was, he was Matvis, Akdushas Pesach, Ananakevor, Azocha Ben Shtei Shonim. So the first Erev, Zicha can't be Chal, can't get Akdushas Pesach. But the potential Shlomim, which is in every Akdushas Pesach, that could be Chal. Could be chal after Pesach. Let it become a shlomim, and a keva could become a shlomim. Ben shtei shana could become a shlomim. So that is what the Mishnah is going to delve into. Will it become a shlomim after Pesach or not? So the Mishnah says, Yire ad sheyistai v'yimocher v'yiplo domov l'shlomim. And you can't be makrevet for a shlomim. Because there's a din dichui. That means, since in the haproshe, the kriya shem of Pesach, it was nitche meyakrove, so in this kriya shem it was nitche meyakrove, so the maisa, so this koyach had dichui remains. So later, when it's roi to be shlomim, you can't be makrevet for shlomim, because it's nitche meyakrove. So Memele, so therefore it's Yirat Sheyistayit, and the Domim is a Shlom. Hamafrish Pischoy Umeis, Loi Yivienu Bnoi Achrov L'Shem Pesach, Elo L'Shem Shlom. Let us see Rash. Oy Zocho Ben Shtei Shonim, Ve'enoi Roi L'Pesach. Is Yire ad sheyistai v'yovi b'domov shlom. It's Rashi, v'kavate hafroshe, that the hafroshe l'shem Pesach was chal, that means it's got a shem Pesach that was nitche me'akove. That means, napshad it, it's gonish mit gonish. No, v'kavate hafroshe, it's a Pesach, that's Dochim Yaakov, Ava Bishem Yikor Dochiyu, Arei Hu, Kikavua Shenitche. It's just like you had by Nirev Nitche. You had, Mafresh HaPesach, and then later, like the case in our Mishnah. For Chatzos, or according to Rabbah, for the after Chatzos. It was Nirev LePesach, and then it's Nitche Me'akrov. So even though here, Bishas, Tchilas HaFroshe, it wasn't Roy LePesach, so it's called Kavate HaFroshe. The HaFroshe gives it a shame, Pesach, that's Nitche Me'akrov. When did the father die? The